You're listening to the World Watch Weekly podcast by Open Doors Canada. Today, we travel with you to the beautiful island nation of the Maldives. We look at its sandy beaches, its crystal clear water, but we also talk about the immense pressure facing the secret believers there. For more information about Open Doors Canada or the World Watch List, visit us at www.opendoorsca.org. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome back to the World Watch Weekly podcast. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Andrew. With me, as always, is Jared. Jared, I have a question for you to start off today's episode.
All right.
What comes to mind when I say the Maldives?
The Maldives. You know what? I picture sandy beaches, clear water, snorkeling, tropical resorts. A relaxing and enjoyable place.
Absolutely. I think of resorts over, like, you know, the buildings where the building is literally built over the water.
The legs sitting in the ocean.
Yeah. That's what I think of. I think of somewhere where I want to take my wife for a vacation. I'm not sure she would want to travel that far, but that's what I think of when I think of the Maldives.
Yeah, really.
But as I was reading through material about the Maldives for this episode, you know, my heart has been breaking because it is a nation that desperately needs prayer. To the point, I've added a little sign right above my computer. I can see it right now where I'm sitting to remind me to pray specifically for this country.
Yeah, it's a beautiful island. It's rich in fish and coral. It's famous as a tourist destination. Like we say, sandy white beaches, clear water. And you know, Andrew, that really shows our privileged position in what we think of at first at the Maldives. You know, it's also on the Open Doors World Watch List of countries where believers are most persecuted for their faith in Christ. It's been on the top 15 countries regularly on the list for many years.
Yeah, and Maldives, especially the main island of Malay, is one of the world's most densely populated countries. And so the close-knit, homogeneous communities that are created are naturally alert to any deviation. And that includes religious choice. And so all the politicians in the Maldives tirelessly announce that they are keeping the Maldives 100% Muslim, leaving effectively no space for any deviation.
According to Article 9D of the Constitution, non-Muslims may not become a citizen of the Maldives. And accordingly, if someone is found to have converted to Christianity, they will be stripped of their citizenship as well as punished for violating Sharia law. So it's not hard to imagine that the pressure is very high and Christian converts remain well hidden.
Yeah, in fact, Maldivian Christians keep their faith completely secret. There have been cases where spouses have only discovered after years that both of them were active Christians as they had hidden their faith from one another.
Can you imagine that? That's not even something that would ever even occur to me.
And no kidding. You know, another reason it's so difficult to be a Christian in the Maldives is because even owning a Bible can result in imprisonment. And on top of that, the complete Bible is not available in the language of the Maldives, Divihi.
Because Christians have to be so well hidden, it means no meetings are possible for Christians, no church services, gatherings, nothing. Most Christians in the Maldives are expats. They're monitored closely. Most prefer not to organize these meetings out of fear of repercussions. If they dare to meet at all, it has to be very cautious and inconspicuous.
Yeah, it's also illegal for expats or anyone to share the gospel with Muslims, and it can result in deportation.
So with all this, you can understand why the church in the Maldives remains very small and very secret. So in the interest of the security of this small country, there's no stories of the Christian presence that we can share here today.
But you know what? We serve a big God, and we can see breakthrough in this island country. We just need to pray for Maldives.
Yeah, let's pray for the full scriptures in the language of the Maldives. One secret believer said, until the whole Bible is complete, there is no hope for the Maldives. And we'll pray for these secret believers to have access to the Bible, which, as we mentioned, is illegal.
To be Maldivian is to be Muslim, and so we need to pray for every Maldivian to have a dream or see a vision of Jesus, and that they will be led to believers who will be bold enough to share the gospel with them.
And let's pray that God would lead secret believers to find fellowship. We'll pray for the discipleship of our brothers and sisters in the country, It continues to be very challenging because of security and unity issues. So we'll pray for God to provide the answers and solutions on how to overcome these hindrances so that the secret believers can be spiritually nourished and daily grow into Christ-likeness. Let's pray together now. Lord God, we give you the glory and the praise as we come before you today. And as we mentioned at the outset, Lord, we think of the nation of the Maldives as a place of such beauty and beautiful waters and beaches and tropical weather. And Lord, just something that causes us to marvel at you and your creation. And yet we also see so much brokenness in the country where your children are not allowed to express their faith, where they're not allowed to gather, not allowed to share the truth that they have found. And so we pray today, Lord, for the nation of the Maldives. We pray that your Holy Spirit would have an incredible presence in this country. May the citizens of the Maldives come to know the truth and the beauty of a relationship with you through your son, Jesus. God, we want to pray for the secret believers living in the Maldives who do not have access to the Bible. We pray that they would be able to experience the scriptures in their own language. We pray for the publication of the Bible in the Maldives and that this would not be something that is illegal, not be something that causes problems for Christians, but rather be something that allows more and more people to know about you. Lord, we also pray that these believers would be able to gather together without fear. May there be changes perhaps to government policy, changes to the way things are seen in the Maldives that allow Christians to gather together without it being a dangerous activity. May you provide them with the spiritual strengthening that comes from fellowship with other believers. Lord, we pray for all those in the Maldives who do not know you. We know that to be a Maldivian is to be Muslim. And Lord, we pray for the Muslims there that they would come to know that the true God, the one true God, is you, Jehovah, God our Father. We trust you, Lord, and we thank you for the things that you will do in the Maldives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for listening today. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, we'd love for you to subscribe, review the podcast, and share it with someone else so that more people can be praying for our persecuted family around the world. If you have any questions, feel free to email them to podcast@odcan.org, and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of World Watch Weekly from Open Doors Canada. For more information on how to pray for our persecuted family, please visit our website, www.opendoorsca.org. Click Get Involved, and then click Prayer.